It appears the Senate's backup plan to overhaul health care, a standalone repeal of the law known as Obamacare, is in trouble today. In the past few hours, a number of senators have come out against that idea. Last night, two Republican senators came out against a vote to move forward with a bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, dooming it. Here's President Trump in the Oval Office today.
And I think we're probably in that position where we'll just let Obamacare fail. We're not going to own it. I'm not going to own it. I can tell you the Republicans are not going to own it. We'll let Obamacare fail, and then the Democrats are going to come to us, and they're going to say, how do we fix it? How do we fix it? Or how do we come up with a new plan?
Julie Rovner is chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with the news that's just been breaking today, which is that now a number of Republican senators have come out against the latest idea from Mitch McConnell, which is repeal with no replacement plan and make it, you know, wait 2 years for the repeal to go into effect.
That's right. This was the bill that the Senate and House originally passed in 2015 as kind of a dress rehearsal if they ever got in power. It had trouble passing then. And to no one's surprise, there are already three senators who say they won't vote to even start debate if that's the bill. That's enough to kill this also. So now, you know, plans A, B and C have been shot down in the Senate.
Well, let's listen to what Vice President Mike Pence said in an event this morning.
The Senate should vote to repeal now and replace later, or return to the legislation carefully crafted in the House and Senate. But either way, inaction is not an option. Congress needs to step up. Congress needs to do their job. And Congress needs to do their job now.
So, Julie, what about that idea of picking up the House passed health care plan?
Well, they were actually always going to pick up the House-passed health care plan. That's how they're coming to the floor, because the Senate didn't have any committee action. So that's the only way they can actually start this debate, is by bringing up the House bill. But it was very clear very early on that there are not 50 votes for the House bill either. So that was never really one of the options. The Senate didn't like the House bill. Remember, they said they were going to start over. They didn't really, but what they offered up was quite different from the House bill, and that didn't fly. And what they offered up again was slightly different, and that didn't fly. And then going back to the old bill hasn't flown either.
Meanwhile, President Trump is out today saying we should just let Obamacare fail, and then the Democrats will have to come to the table.
The president has been saying this off and on for some months now. The problem with that is that every public opinion poll shows that the public knows that Republicans are in charge, and whatever happens to the health care system, they're going to hold the Republicans responsible, not the Democrats who passed this. So that won't really work, I don't think, for the president.
So what happens now?
Well, what happens now is the Senate is kind of, well, at this moment, they're having lunch trying to figure out what happens now. There is one possibility, and that's something that Mitch McConnell mentioned several times, which is that they could work with Democrats to patch some of the immediate problems with the Affordable Care Act, with people having to pay way too much out of pocket if they're buying their own insurance, with insurance companies dropping out. And there would be some fairly simple patches to do that, starting with paying the insurance companies money that they're promised under the law that the president has been threatening to withhold. So there are definitely ways to come at this and stabilize the market. Whether the Republicans want to do that and be seen as aiding and abetting Obamacare is still an open question.
Julie, in all the coverage you've done of the debate over health care, have you heard anything that they might turn to now that would actually bring costs down?
That's not really what this debate is about. This debate is more about who should pay rather than how much we as a society are paying for health care. There's a little bit, you see it in the prescription drug debate, doing something about prescription drug prices. There's a lot of bipartisan support for doing something about prescription drug prices, but it's kind of like repeal and replace. They say they want to do something about them, but there's no agreement about what exactly they should do.
So do you expect that Republicans and Democrats are going to actually get together and work on some of the fixes?
I don't know. One thing that I know that they have to do is the Children's Health Insurance Program, which is a bipartisan program with bipartisan support, is expiring. It needs to be renewed by the end of September. So that is a must-pass health bill. There's a possibility that there could be some kind of compromises to stabilize the market. It's not clear whether there will be enough Republicans who would join probably all of the Democrats in wanting to do that.
What are the key stakeholders, the insurance companies, the hospital associations and others, saying about this? Or how do they feel today?
Well, you know, what's most surprising is that this bill was going forward and came pretty close to passing with the almost united opposition of the entire healthcare industry. They didn't do perhaps as much advertising as they did when the Affordable Care Act was passing, but they did a lot. They were very loud. They were all over Capitol Hill. Over the weekend, the insurance industry, which had been relatively quiet, also came out strongly, saying the last iteration of the Senate bill was unworkable in any form. So the idea that Republicans were ready to sort of buck the entire healthcare industry to keep their promise to repeal and replace was kind of surprising to a lot of people.
Julie Rovner, chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Julie, thanks as always.
Thank you.